This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Smoking Cessation Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Elaine Fletcher, a certified hypnotherapist and owner of New Day Rising Hypnosis in Boulder, Colorado. She specializes in smoking cessation, weight loss, and sports enhancement. Elaine, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, good morning to you. Glad you came out today. So our focus is on smoking cessation today. How easy is it to quit smoking with hypnosis?
Well, actually, it's relatively easy, especially compared to some of the other methods that are out there. And in fact, many people quit after just a single hypnosis session, and the success rate is usually pretty high. And the reason for this is because hypnosis brings about the change on a subconscious level, and it's the subconscious mind that controls our habits, and our habits such as smoking. And oftentimes when people start smoking, they start when they're younger, maybe they're trying to be cool or trying to fit in. And as they grow older, that reason no longer suits them anymore. You know, they start growing older, they start feeling the health effects of it, they're short of breath, they start worrying about dying early of diseases, their hair smells bad, their car smells bad. For any number of reasons, they realize that they want to quit the smoking habit. But they realize this on the conscious level, and meanwhile, the subconscious mind doesn't really want to let that habit go. And so you have this kind of constant struggle in your mind when you're trying to quit. It's almost like a boxing match going on in your mind. However, when a person is in a state of hypnosis, that conscious, critical part of the mind kind of goes into the background, and the subconscious mind comes into the foreground, and it becomes much more open to suggestions and much more open to change. And so once we explain to the subconscious mind how dangerous this habit is, how unpleasant it is, how the person really doesn't want to do it anymore, the subconscious mind is much more open to changing and making that shift on that deeper level. And furthermore, we can also make suggestions to the subconscious mind to take up more healthy, beneficial habits in place of the smoking habit, and that's what the person really wants to do from here on out. We can also suggest to the subconscious mind that it comes up with its own healthy and beneficial habits that the person might not have thought of. So instead of reaching for a cigarette, the person is going to have this compulsion to maybe go for a walk or drink a glass of water or whatever we might suggest in the session.
How does hypnosis help with cravings after a person quits smoking?
Well, hypnosis can help in several ways. For one, when the person is under hypnosis and the subconscious is in that highly suggestible state, we'll make suggestions that the person won't experience cravings at all. And if they do experience cravings, they'll be very mild and they'll decrease as each day goes on. And so even if they are going to have cravings at all, by the end of the week, they won't be feeling them, the effects of them at all. And the other way that hypnosis helps is because this change has taken place on the subconscious level, and it's the subconscious level that controls our feelings and our cravings and our wants and desires, and because the subconscious mind no longer craves the cigarettes, it's not going to be sending those signals up to the conscious mind. And something else that we do in hypnosis is that we'll pair something like taking a nice deep breath with feelings of being calm and centered and relaxed. So if a person starts to feel the start of a craving bubbling up, all they have to do is take a nice deep breath, and they'll feel this relaxation, this calming feeling, this centeredness coming over them, and the craving immediately goes back down deep into the mind. And also sometimes create my own trigger for the person. So if I'll say, drink a glass of water, and as soon as that water hits the back of your throat, any cravings that you may have just completely disappear, just vanish into the distance. And so those are some of the ways that hypnosis can help with cravings.
What qualities does a person need in order to quit smoking with hypnosis?
Well, the very most important thing that a person needs in order to be able to quit is the very strong desire and the motivation to quit. They need to be at a point in their life where they're ready to let go of the smoking and move on to a healthier lifestyle. And people can't really be forced to do things that they don't want to do while under hypnosis. So in order for the change to take place and be permanent, the person has to really, really want it. One of the things that can help is to have a long list of benefits to the person for quitting smoking. So, for example, maybe they want to live longer so they can see their kids grow up, go to their kids' wedding, or maybe they don't want that smoky smell in their hair, their clothes anymore. Maybe they want to take up running, do a marathon. Maybe they were a runner in their past, and now they're all short of breath and they can't do it anymore. Maybe they want to go hiking. Things like that, any sort of motivation to help you want to quit, to get a picture of what you want your future to look like. Those are really important qualities for somebody that wants to quit smoking using hypnosis. And the person also has to be willing to follow the hypnotist's instructions. You know, they can't come into the office being sort of contrary, trying to prove that the hypnotist that they can't be hypnotized or they can't quit smoking. You know, they really have to want to follow the instructions and get with the program, as well as having the motivation and the strong desire to quit.
Today we are with Elaine Fletcher, a certified hypnotherapist and owner of New Day Rising Hypnosis in Boulder, Colorado, specializing in smoking cessation, weight loss, and sports enhancement here on eHealth Radio's Smoking Cessation channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Does a person lose control when under hypnosis?
Oh, no, absolutely not. A person is always under control, even when they're under hypnosis. And this is partly because your subconscious mind, its prime directive is to look after your best interest. So it's never going to take a suggestion that isn't in your total best interest. And in fact, people feel more empowered when they're under hypnosis because they're learning how to take control of their lives. They're solving some problem, quitting smoking, maybe losing weight, and they're learning how to gain control of their urges and their habits and that part of the subconscious mind that controls them. And so they're actually going to be feeling more empowered and more in control. And the hypnotherapist is really more like a guide, helping people make the changes with the power of their own mind. And in fact, hypnosis is a pretty normal, natural state that we enter in many times during the day. For example, if you're daydreaming or watching a movie, becoming very engrossed in that movie, you don't really have a sense that you've lost control. You're just very focused and very engaged with that movie, and the sounds in the background and all your other thoughts are sort of far away, and you're just very focused on what's going on in that screen. But you're certainly not losing control. And, you know, when you watch the people who go into a stage hypnosis show and go up on the stage, those people are also in control as well. And the reason they do the things that may look foolish to the audience is because they really want to entertain the audience. They have that sort of personality where they really want to engage with the hypnotist and engage with the audience and bring about the laughs and be a part of the show. Those are the sort of people that are going to get up on the stage. So even those people are still very much in control of what they're doing. So there's really no fear of losing control of yourself when you're in a hypnosis session.
What other benefits can a person get from a smoking cessation hypnosis session?
Well, probably one of the best benefits is that they can learn to relax and control their emotions. You know, one of the things that I will often do for my smoking clients, because a lot of these people have a lot of stress and anxiety in their lives, and that's why they're continuing on with the smoking, is I'll just teach them how to relax, how to take nice deep breaths and feel this nice centered, calm, relaxing feeling coming over them. And I'll do that throughout the session. Sometimes I'll even create what's called an anchor. I'll have them put their fingers and their thumb together, and I'll pair that feeling with sensations of relaxation flowing throughout their body. So that when they go about their day in their conscious state, if they come across some kind of stress or anxiety in their life, they can just take a nice deep breath and feel this relaxation flowing through them, or put their fingers and thumb together, whatever sort of anchor we've created during the session. And this is really helpful for them throughout all the other stresses and anxieties they may have in their life. And it helps them deal with them without feeling the need to reach for a cigarette. And the other thing is that they can learn how to break their other habits. You know, once you get the confidence from quitting smoking, you know, you realize you really do have a lot more control over your subconscious mind than you realize. And you can break some of your other bad habits, too, and prevent other bad habits from cropping up. And they also learn how to take more control of their lives. It's a very empowering feeling to know that you can control your emotions and that you can bring up feelings of calm and self-confidence whenever situation may come across for you in life. And I always give suggestions for general well-being, for, you know, did data go well for you, happiness, that sort of thing. So it's a very positive sort of session and experience for the clients.
Where can our listeners be in touch with you to get more information or to be in contact with you online?
Well, my phone number is 720-982-8586, and my website is www.newdayrisinghypno.com. That's newdayrisinghypno.com. And I'm located here in Boulder, Colorado, but I also do sessions by phone or by Skype if people are interested.
We've been talking with Elaine Fletcher, a certified hypnotherapist and owner of New Day Rising Hypnosis in Boulder, Colorado, specializing in smoking cessation, weight loss, and sports enhancement. And the website of reference, once again, is newdayrisinghypno.com. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Likewise, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Smoking Cessation Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.